1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as also I am known. We might as well just go ahead and read verse 13. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Seated, and the part of the verse that came to me this morning is the first part of verse 12. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Is there anywhere you can go that you can't find evil? It's on every hand. No matter where you go, you can't go to town without hearing somebody cuss a blue streak. That's just my old country way of saying it, but you can't go to town, you can't go into Walmart, you can't go to the doctor without somebody being angry and bitter and that kind of thing. And it's hard to find hope in this day and age. But this verse says, but now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face.
Amen.
And friend, we're in a dark place. Yeah. We're in a dark world.
Amen.
And it's made that way because of sin.
That's right.
And you know,
bless the Lord.
We look at things and our way of seeing things, and the Bible says every way of man is right in his own eyes.
Amen.
I think I'm right. You think you're right, but guess what? If we were all right, we wouldn't need a Savior.
Amen.
Jesus wouldn't have had to go to Calvary and been crucified if we were all right. If you want to know the truth of it, we're all wrong.
Amen.
And he's the only one that's ever been right.
Yeah.
And so for now, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Have you ever had the Lord tell you no? Have you ever had the Lord refuse to give you what you asked for? And here's a little clue, folks. He's not Santa Claus. He's not going to give you what you want.
Amen.
But he will supply your every need.
Amen.
And I've asked for things I didn't need. And he knew that. And he told me no. And sometimes I just didn't understand why that he wouldn't give me what I asked for, what I wanted. But then down the road years later, he opened my eyes where I could see if I'd have gotten that, I'd have been in a world of hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I'd have gotten that, I'd have caused problems that I couldn't have solved. But for now, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. You pray, I'll try to be brief. And so we read where that Moses was up on the mountain with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. And he prayed and he talked to the Lord, and the Lord appeared unto him. And he said, show me, Lord, thy greatness. Show me thy goodness. And he said, just show me, Lord. And he said, I can't do that. No man's ever seen me and lived. But he said, here's what I'll do for you, Moses. I want you to go and I want you to put your face into the rock. In a hard place.
Bless him, Lord.
In an uncomfortable place. You bury your face in that rock. And while your face is hard up against that rock, and you feel the coolness of that, and you feel the hardness, how it don't have any softness to it, how it doesn't bring any comfort, while your face is buried in that rock, I'll take my hand. And I'll cover you with my hand. And I'll pass by.
Yeah.
Did you know sometimes we have to be in the dark places to get a true vision of it?
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to be in the dark places before we really, really humble ourselves where he can show his goodness to us.
Amen.
He said, just bury your face in that rock. And I'll take my hand and I'll cover you as I pass by. And I can just see, Moses.
Moses, can't you? I can't see the face of God, but I can just see Moses. There he is with his face up in that rock. And he can't see the Lord, but he knows he's there because he can feel his presence.
Amen.
He knows he's there because he can feel his hand on his life.
Amen.
I've not seen him face to face, but one day I will.
Amen.
Amen.
But I can tell you this, I sure have felt his presence.
Amen.
I felt his hand on my life. There have been times I've been down, didn't know what I was going to do, heartbroken. He's not in there. The broken heart will save such as me of a contrite spirit. And I thank God for the times I might not have felt that way at the time when heartache passed my way. I might not have felt that way at the time when trouble was in my life. But when I could feel his presence, then I knew everything was going to be all right.
Lord,
show me thy glory. And the Lord said, just put your face in that rock. And as I pass by, I'll put my hand on you. And you can see my goodness. You might be in a hard place right now. Just know if you're his, he's got his hand on you.
Amen. Amen.
And if you'll look, you can see his goodness.
Amen.
Life is not perfect, is it?
No.
Life is full of headaches. Life is full of heartaches. Life is full of sorrow. But I'm telling you today, if you look, you can see God's goodness.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I thought it was the Lord gave me this scripture just a minute ago.
Thank you, Lord.
About our young folks.
Praise the Lord.
I'm not doing this
for you
to pat me on the back, but I want every young person, 30 and under, if you've been saved by the grace of God, just stand up. If you've been saved by the grace of God, you're 30 and under, just stand up. Now, I want you to look. Is that not God's goodness? Is that not God's grace? Isn't that wonderful? Look what God's done for you.
Amen.
He's been good to you. Y'all can
see
that.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just went and visited a place, an island out in the Atlantic. And those people were some of the poorest people I believe I ever seen. Just the shacks, basically. Four walls and a roof, and that's all they had.
Bless him, Lord.
I laid down last night, and I had a bed to sleep in.
Amen.
I pulled a sheet up over me, Chuck. I had the air conditioning on, and if that wasn't good enough, I had a fan I could turn on and get as comfortable as I wanted to be. I got a little hungry up in the night, and I went up in the refrigerator, and I found me something cold to drink. I found me something to eat, and I wasn't hungry anymore.
Bless
him,
Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Yeah, I'd say God's been good to me.
Yeah, amen.
And he's been good to you.
Amen.
And even during hard times, I can feel him.
Yeah.
And I've seen his goodness. I've seen his glory.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
For now, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. But you know what that glass does? What glass does? It reflects. It reflects. You know what I see? When I see you tell about the goodness of God, I see God in your life. I see his goodness. I see his mercy. I see his grace. Lord, help me that somebody could see you in me.
Thank you.
I just want to reflect to you. I preached about the rainbow, and I know it's been hijacked, but I want to give you a little science on the matter. You know, the way that we see a rainbow, the way that it's made, is there's particles of water in the clouds, the water vapor, and the sun shines through and hits those, the light hits those water vapors, those little molecules, and the light is refracted, and it causes it to make different colors. That's how
the Lord works in me and you. His life shines down. And sometimes it's just a violet, just barely visible. Sometimes it might be a red. And sometimes it might be a yellow. And it might be, sometimes it's bright, sometimes it's dark. But it's always light. And it's always God. For now we see through the glass darkly.
Thank you, Jesus.
Moses couldn't see him, but he could feel him. He could feel his hand on his life. But then as God passed by, his hand peeled away. And Moses got to see his hinder parts. Moses got to see the back of the Lord. And just that alone changed the way Moses looked.
Amen.
Just that alone caused Moses' countenance to glow to the point to where the children of Israel couldn't even stand to look on him. As a matter of fact, whenever he read off the Ten Commandments that he got when he came down off the mountain, he had to put a veil on his face so that they would at least stand and listen to what he had to say. Oh, listen, folks. Well, that was Moses, and that was in the Old Testament. Let me give you this old boy's testimony. You've heard it 100 times, but that's okay. So here I was, little 8-year-old boy, sitting on the third pew back at Rankin, and the power of God was there, and the church was up on the altar, just like the power of God was here this morning. And they said, why don't you just come on up on the altar? So here went little Mike, be bopping up the aisle, round in the corner. And me and I had known all my life. And I'd stood out in the parking lot and talked to, and laughed, and made jokes and things like that. And they had picked at me and picked on me and hugged me and loved me. I rounded in the corner, and there was J.P. Blazer. And his countenance was different. He just looked different than what he did out in the parking lot. And shook hands with him and went on down. There was old man Tom Ball, lived right below the church. And his countenance had changed. He had a different look about him. His complexion was different. Went on down to Jack Strange and shook his hand. And he had a big smile on his face. He just looked different. There was something different about him. And went on down and shook hands. And let me tell you something. From the end of that pew to the end of this pew, their countenance made a difference in my life. I realized they had something I didn't have. Don't tell me, well, that was Moses. He was special. God can shine in your life too if you'll let it.
Praise the Lord.
Oh. All right.
Praise the Lord.
We read where Jesus
was
tempted for 40 days and nights. Mm-hmm. Then he took Peter, and I believe it was James and some others, and he went up on the mountain. And as they were there, Jesus was transfigured and shone as a light. And there appeared Elias and Moses with him. Peter was like me. He didn't know much, but he knew it was a good place to be.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know much, but I know right here around this altar is a good place to be. Oh, he said, let us build 3 temples, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elias. Mm-hmm. And the light shone on them. Oh, listen. We like to sing, oh, how I love Jesus.
Amen.
If you love Jesus, you need to be in his presence.
Amen.
Let me repeat that. We like to sing, oh, how I love Jesus. If you need Jesus, if you love Jesus, if you want him in your life, if you want him to answer your prayer when you desperately need him, you need to make your way to his house and be in his presence.
Amen.
Amen.
there sits my wife back there. And I love her. And I believe I could probably provide enough evidence to show that. Right now I'm off work. So if you're going to come looking for me, come to 3020 Oliver Street, because that's where she lives, and that's where I want to be.
Yeah.
Now I have to go to work starting the 1st of August, and I'll be down there until about 3:30 or 4 o'clock. But as soon as I can get away from that place, I'm going to go back to 3020 Oliver Street, because that's where she is, and that's where I want to be.
Amen.
Why? Because I love her.
Amen.
This is the Lord's house.
Amen.
And I love him.
Amen.
So I want to be where he is.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
I want to be in his presence.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, listen. I know that if I have a broken heart, if trouble comes my way, I can ease off down on my knees and say, Lord, I need you right now. Come by and help me. And he'll help me over at the house. He'll help me down on the lake. He'll help me out in the garage. I know that. But he lives here. This is his house. And if I want to be in his presence, I need to be where he is.
Amen. Amen. Come on now.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him.
Jesus.
I need him every day.
Every day. That's it.
We only unlock the doors here 3 times a week. But I need him every day.
That's it. Yeah.
So I'm going to come every time the doors unlock.
Amen. Because
I need him.
Yes.
Peter said this is a good place to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I believe some of you figured out it's a good place to be this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
For now we see through a glass darkly.
Yeah,
Lord. Let me get this. I'll be done in just a second.
Bless you, Lord.
So, I know Scripture says this. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him.
Amen.
For we shall see him as he is.
Amen.
Also says this, I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the good things the Lord has in store.
That's right.
For them that love him.
Amen.
Did you catch that last part?
Yes.
Oh, all the wonderful things that are going to be in heaven. They're not for everybody.
Come on.
What?
Bless him, Lord.
They're not for everybody. Let me repeat that verse for you.
Bless you, Lord.
And I know there's a place in heaven for everybody, but not everybody's going to go. I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the good things the Lord has in store for them, and that's not a period I can say, for them who love him.
Amen.
If you don't love him, you're not going.
Yeah.
Well, preacher, I love Jesus, but I don't love so-and-so. If you can't love your brother who you have seen,
that's right.
How can you love God who you've not
Amen.
Seen?
Amen.
All right. Somebody didn't like it. That's okay.
Come on, man. Bless him. Bless him. Use it, Lord.
For now, we see through a glass darkly. Now, then, face to face. Used to sing this song. I promise you, 5 minutes and I'm done.
Bless.
There's a light in the window. Table spread in splendor. Someone standing by an open door. I can see a crystal river. So I must be near forever. Lord, I'm near in this home. See the bright light shine. It's just about home time. I can see my father standing at the door.
This old world's been a wilderness, but I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. For now we see through glass darkly, but then, face to face, every eye shall see him. Even them that pierced him in the side.
Amen.
Preacher, I want to see Jesus. You will.
Yeah.
Did you know even the sinners will see him?
Yeah.
The atheists will see Jesus.
Amen.
They can put up their arguments. They can give their documentation. They can pull out the science books. However you want to do it. But when he's standing before you, how can you deny him? When he's standing there and you can't even look on him. When he's standing there and you run to the rocks and the mountains to hide your face from the one that sitteth on the throne.
Amen.
I'm telling you today, every eye shall see him. You want to go a little farther? Well, preacher, I'll see Jesus. Let me tell you who else I'm going to see. I'm going to see God. Why?
Amen.
Because the pure in heart shall see God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face.
Yeah.
You're going to see him. Darkly, you got a glimpse of him today. In the kindness of a stranger. And the compassion that someone may have on you may catch a glimpse of in here darkly.
Yeah.
But then you'll see Jesus face to face. And he'll either say, and I like how he put this, you've been faithful over a few things.
Yes, yeah, just a few.
If it was everything, Johnny, I'd miss the boat.
I would too.
But you've been faithful over a few things. Enter in to the joys of the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
But to them that don't love him, you'll see him too.
Yes.
And he'll say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Amen.
We raised three boys. They've all moved out. They're married. Two of them out of state, one of them out of county. But when they come to my door, I know who they are.
Amen.
And I'll open it and I'll let them in.
Yeah, Lord.
But if somebody comes and I don't recognize, my guard might be up a little bit. I might want to question them before I open the door and let them in my house.
That's right.
I remember my Kinsley was here a few months ago when he preached and he told about the convict that had escaped, and he came right up through their neighborhood and almost banged his door down trying to get in, and the only thing that saved him from the door being kicked in was a deadbolt lock. That was it. That was all. Oh, listen, not everybody that knocks on your door has good intention for you. But I know my children. God knows his children. No, my voice and a stranger, they will not follow. Oh, aren't you glad? Oh, well, I got to say this. You're always welcome at his house.
Amen.
Bless
him.
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Here you go. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I'll come again.
Amen.
And receive you. Who's he coming for? He's coming for his children. He's coming for his bride. He's coming for his church. That's who's going to heaven, and no one else is.
Amen.
Amen.
Help him, Lord.
Bless
the Lord.
The gospel is, do you know this verse? The gospel is,
the power of God unto salvation. I don't care how eloquent the speech is, how many pieces of the suit I have on, how pretty I am. You gotta put that stretches it just a little bit. Without the power of God, I can't preach a lick, and no man, no other man can either. You may not have much use for it, but I'm telling you, you'll never see another one saved without it.
That's it.
That's right.
That's it.
You'll never be a better person without it. Amen? Yeah,
that's right. Now.
I love good singing. We had some wonderful singing this morning.
Sure did.
But the seed of salvation has to be planted before new life
will
grow. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So let me say this. When we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. And it won't matter.
Amen.
Won't make a bit of difference how. All that will matter is that I made it.
Amen.
That I got there.
Amen.
How'd you make it, preacher? By grace.
That's it.
That's the only way you can get there too.
That's it.
I don't have anything to boast about, and you don't either. You don't either. All right. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then, face to face. Then, we won't have to worry about these aches and pains, about this sickness, about walking. We can run.
Amen.
How you know, preacher? I'll have a glorified body.
Yes.
One that won't grow old.
That's right.
Used to sing a song, "Time has made a change in me."
Amen.
Verse said, "In my childhood day, I was well and strong. I could climb the mountain all day long. I am not today what I used to be. Time has made a change in me."
Amen.
But hey, Jesus made a real change.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord.
I'm ready for the face-to-face day. Are you?
Amen.
I'm ready for the face-to-face day.
Amen.
I'm ready for him to say, come on.
Come on.
Come on. It's finished. Come be with me for eternity.